Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada News Magazine. On the broadcast today, Michael Cadenassi joins us. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada News Magazine.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Michael Cadenassi. He is the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you. Always delighted to be here.
So my first question is Joe Biden the president of the United States, in your opinion?
In my opinion, yes, he is the president of the United States.
Okay. We have a congresswoman that at this point, Mitch McConnell, is saying that she's saying loony things. You agree with that?
Do I agree with the loony things she says?
No, with McConnell's statement, that what she's saying is loony.
Well, unfortunately, I have not heard some of the things that have been attributed to her. So I don't know what she said or what she didn't say. She obviously doesn't get a one-on-one on press because most of them are ignoring her. They're saying what she said. So you're asking me to comment on something someone said, she said. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Liz Cheney at this point, because of her support of the impeachment process for Donald Trump, is being attacked by Republicans, potential censure, loss of position. She's the third person in the House. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the first thought is it's time for Republicans to stop beating up on each other. Whether you think the election was fraudulent, again, a word that I wouldn't use, I would say problematic, absolutely. And let me comment here because I think this is important. Do I think there was fraud in the election? Well, that's a criminal term, and the answer is most likely not. What there was the Democrats were able to change the rules of the game very late in the game, and then they knew how to game those rules. Was it a fair election? I think it's fair to say probably less than fair. But fraudulent, I'm not there. I think what Republicans need to do is we need to ensure election integrity. That means we need to change the rules of the game. Are we going to get everything we want? No. But what does that mean? That means we need to start taking back state legislatures. And the one our county party is focused on is, of course, our state legislature in Nevada. And we think it's doable.
Obviously, you know, when there are accusations of the election being rigged, you have examples, for example, of Mark Amadei being reelected, Heidi Gansert being reelected, And if the election had been rigged, the likelihood is that those two things would not have occurred. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay. So it's really process and how you apply the rules to that process is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that the process favors the Democrats mainly because they know how to game those rules. Republicans were late to the table and not really understanding what they needed to do. This affected, I would suspect, mostly the national, the big national race. How far down ballot that was, I think the jury's still out. That's why the county party, and in my view, we did the right thing. Even though the national party looks at Nevada and says we lost, as a county party, based on what we set out to do, we think we won. And let me be clear, why? We focused on the state legislature. Prior to this election, we were in the super minority in the assembly. And we were one away from super minority in the state senate. So what did we do? We picked six races and we said we need to win the bulk of these races. One was defending Heidi Gansert, and the other five were assembly seats. And the results were, because of our program, not 100%, we don't take 100% credit for it, but we think we contributed to, of those six races, five were won by the Republicans. We think that's pretty good. And why did we win? We focused on a different demographic. We focused on those independents. And we talked about issues, not personalities. And we intend to do this in the next cycle, and we intend to take back at least one of the houses of the state legislature.
We talked about this after the election, the last time you were on the program, and you were incredibly successful, not only in Washoe County, but in terms of nationally, because the Republican vote was so large. By comparison with what the pundits and pollsters had talked about prior to the election. And so that's got to give you a tremendous amount of satisfaction and potential hope for this next election cycle.
Well, what we do know is that in the 17-18 cycle, we focused on just getting out the vote. And from non-presidential to non-presidential, our program increased voter turnout on the Republican side by 12 percentage points. That's almost 12,000 votes. That's a pretty good thing. The second cycle, which was the current one, just finishing, we set out to turn six seats. We turned five of the six. I'll take that as a one-loss record anytime. We know our program works. We use paid walkers, interns from the university, we train them, and they go out there and they engage voters. They don't try to sell personalities, they sell issues, and we find they're very good at it, mainly because we train them to do that.
All right, so obviously COVID had to have affected the walkers, because I'm sure a lot of people were not gonna open their door to somebody who was just knocking on the door that they didn't know who it was. What were the most effective advertising, marketing strategies? Was it television? Was it radio? Was it digital?
I think for down ballot, I think you're looking at personal contact. Whether you do this by phone call, whether you do it by knocking on their door, that is all important. Not that there isn't a role for media. One of the problems that you have, especially down ballot, is when there's a president, especially when there's a presidential, the presidential comes in with all kinds of money, they bid up the prices and really make it too pricey for down ballot candidates to use. So they have to use direct mail. Direct mail still works. But it's got to be targeted. You can't just do blanket mailings and say, vote for Joe Blow because he's the new sliced bread. You have to talk about issues.
Okay, but who, I'm this is just a personal curiosity because, the other side of my life is advertising and marketing. Mm-hmm. And to me, direct mail is almost a dead art at this point and has been for several cycles. You know, I see a mailer and it says, Joe Blow, you know, is in favor of education. Joe Blow wants to, you know, I don't care. It goes in the trash. And not only that, but nobody else in my house sees it. And I've got a funny feeling that in so many households that there is one person who tends to collect the mail and go through it and toss that out. So who are the people that are the and I, this is an honest question. Who are the people that are the recipients these days of old-fashioned in-the-mail direct mail?
Well, some of the races that we worked on, and I'll give you an example. I won't tell you the names, but one of the problems that you wind up, especially down ballot, is just straight name identity. They just don't know who you are. So a blanket mailing with a very simple mailer, not a complex one, that comes with a flyer that comes out and says, this is so-and-so, here's his attractive family and the dog and the station wagon. Those work. They move the needle. Enough people see them that I know in one race it moved name recognition from 30 to 60% with one mailer. So we know it works.
And what about digital? Because that's something that we've seen on a national level and been very effective for the last several cycles. How effective has that been in a county race?
In the local races, we have a digital program, but the maximum that we seem to be able to reach is not the lion's share of even Republican voters. Republicans don't tend to rely on social media as much as our friends on the other side.
Well, that's interesting, and in some ways I would kind of debate that because I get social media from both sides, and I think that they're both equally into the game.
Well, you will get some, let's say, very narrow groups that are on social media that supposedly are the right, but what I would suggest is most of those are preaching to a very closed group, and they kind of reinforce what they already believe anyway.
Well, to a large extent, I think that applies to both sides, mm-hmm. is that that's one of the problems that we have in this country is that everybody's listening to their own echo chamber, and it would be great if you could kind of mix that up, and whether you agree with it or not, you should know what the other side is thinking.
Exactly. I absolutely agree with that.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I really enjoy this guy, Michael Kedenasi. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. We'll be right back.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5 times points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5 times points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Kedenasi. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. So let me ask you this. How much effect does what's happening on a national, federal level, presidential, Congress level, affect what you're doing in terms of the county? Are you able to separate yourselves from that, or do you have to utilize that as part of your flow?
For the most part, for the most part, what we try to do is focus solely on the local. And here's our reasoning for that. If we can interest someone to go vote on issues that affect them on their day-to-day life, and it's going to be controlled by the state legislature, they're going to go to the polls, they're going to vote, and what's going to happen? If they're going to vote for a Republican state senator or something, most likely they're going to vote up the ticket as well. The converse has proved not to be true. Unfortunately, some people have been peddling that if we get the top guy across the line, he'll pull people from the bottom. I remain firmly convinced and think that the last two successful cycles we worked on, for us, prove the opposite. That if you get the down ballot people elected, they will pull the top of the ticket across the line.
You know, it's interesting, in Clark County, for example, there were so many judicial races that that people are just not aware of who these people are. And even though certain publications in the state do their best to try and inform people about who the judicial candidates are, people just glaze over with this. They got more things to do than have time to go over that. And so I think that affects a lot of the down ballot people more in Clark County than it does necessarily in Washoe.
Because there was a vacuum in Clark County politically for the Republican side, we were able to convince our donors to run our programs down there. We did three assembly races, won two out of the three. But in addition to that, addressing the question that you've raised, we did the slate mailer. No one else seemed to want to come forward and pay for a slate mailer. And they're not cheap, because we hit 270,000 mailings overall. And we did it for 30 cents a piece, mainly because we did it ourselves. But you're absolutely right. We got a lot of feedback from Clark thanking us, because the disclosure says that the Washoe County Party, nobody asked us why we did it, why Washoe County paid for a mailer in Clark County, but they certainly thanked us for it, for exactly the same reason. They did not know, especially in races that are deemed, quote, nonpartisan. Which of course they aren't, and we informed them of who we suggested they vote for, which meant they most likely were Republicans.
When you said earlier that there was a vacuum in Clark County, what do you mean by that?
Well, no one seemed to be stepping up and actually working to get people elected. Yes, you had campaigns, but nothing seemed to be coming forward from the state or from the state part, the county party. Almost everything was focused on the national race. And I just firmly believe that that's a mistake. We need to focus on the local races.
What's surprising about that is that there is a significant pot of money on the Republican side in Clark County. And you would think that, they've seen lots of failures over the years in United States national politics, not so much international politics, but national politics, that they would utilize some of that money to go towards funding the kind of things you're talking about.
One of the interesting things I found, because my background, of course, is in industry, not in as a businessman, not as a politician, I am amazed that money keeps being spent on losing tactics and strategies, etc. And the same players seem to come back whether they win or lose.
Right.
That would not happen in a corporation.
Correct. Yeah, no, to say the least. All right, let's take another break. We'll come right back after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Kidanasi. He is chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. So what are your concerns now that the legislative session has begun? We're taping this the morning of day three.
Well, my feeling about the state legislature right now is whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We're still not strong enough to have a lot of bargaining power. So our focus is not on that legislature. It's changing that legislature. And we're already working on that. We've already got our plans laid out for the next cycle. I've alluded to them today. We're going to be raising money, and we hope that some of the folks in Clark County, who, as you've said, seem to be funding the same losing propositions year after year, maybe open their minds to a different way forward.
Are you seeing people, consultants from around the country, coming to you and saying, how are you doing this? Because the rap was, as you well know, Californians are flocking to Northern Nevada, and they're going to turn Northern Nevada blue. And you proved that that's not the case.
It's definitely not the case. We know the stats, and that's not happening. And I think the most important thing, takeaway, for looking at the numbers has been that 29% of Nevada voters are voted to neither major party. And if we're going to move forward and move this state back to, let's say, more rational government, there's where it's going to be done.
Where do you think the government is irrational?
All you got to do is look at almost everything the governor has done. I don't mean he.
Well, that's quite a statement.
It's not that he wishes to do poorly, but what you've married is, I think, fundamental incompetence with power, and that's always a dangerous mix.
Do you place that? Now, obviously, the governor is at the head of the table, and so therefore, good or bad, he takes responsibility for it. But do you place it yourself on the governor or the governor and staff? Because, I mean, certainly at some of the agencies, there are extremely competent people in place there.
Coming from a business background, if the company screws up, it's the CEO that answers to the board, i.e. the voters. And if it doesn't matter, he's in charge. And if something isn't performing, it's his job to get it sorted out and sorted out quickly. If he doesn't, then he doesn't belong there.
All right, so then that begs the question, do you have a dream candidate or candidates to run against him in 2 years?
No, and I'll tell you why. Our focus is not on that governor's race. Our focus is on the state legislature where laws are made, policy is made, and I think that's our first goal. And I think if we are able to capture the state legislature, the constitutional officers will follow.
But at this point, because there are lots of names being floated around, and obviously term limits are playing into this as well, So if Mark Amaday, who's got a committee, you know, discussing this at this point, actually does run for governor, then that's going to open up CD2. That has potential to move Heidi Ganser, James Settlemyer, Ben Kiekhofer is termed out. I mean, the list of Republicans is long, but the familiarity in Southern Nevada is very thin.
Correct. And while I'd love to sit here and chat about that, actually, that's probably better over drinks at a bar. It's kind of that inside stuff.
Right.
The reality is we want to win the state legislature. I want R's in charge of both houses. And I think we'll get an R for a governor if we're able to do that. Who it is, it's early days. I'm not going to worry about that yet. We have our way forward. It's training our interns. It's getting them on the ground. It's not the glamorous things. It's not the fun things.
So actually, what you're doing is what Harry Reid did years ago, which is organizing your portion of the party from the ground up to make it something that can move forward and dominate for years to come.
Exactly.
And that's where we have to leave it. Michael Kadenassi, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.